Good morning, Lillooet, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. We started this morning with music by Niccolo Paganini, a violin composer, not a flute composer. We heard the Caprice No. 7 in A minor, which Paganini wrote for violin, solo violin, but arranged for solo flute there by French flutist Patrick Gallois, who was also playing. And that's a very attractive piece, a fairly gentle caprice to start out with. We're going to go to the big caprice. It's not all that long. In fact, it's only a minute longer than what we just heard. We'll come back and hear the Caprice No. 24 in A minor, the very famous one, in a few minutes. Right now, though, it's time for weather and road reports. Is it just me, or did spring sort of feel like it was starting to happen a little bit on the weekend? Yeah, a bit wet at times and a bit windy at times, and not as much sun maybe as we might have wished for, but when the sun did come out, it was very, very pleasant. Let's see, yesterday 0.4 millimeters of precipitation. The low yesterday was 3.3. The high made it up to 12.0. As of 7 a.m., the temperature at 4 degrees. Environment Canada says today a mixture of sun and cloud, a 30% chance of showers this afternoon, snow level rising to 1,300 meters this afternoon, a high today of 11 degrees. We'll hope we can squeeze a couple of bonus degrees out of that. UV index at 4, which is moderate. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of plus 1. Tuesday, a mixture of sun and cloud, wind from the south at 20 kilometers per hour late in the afternoon, and a predicted high, a very inviting 14 degrees. Wednesday, sunny, low of plus 1, a high of 13. Thursday, sunny with a low of plus 2, a high of 13. And Friday, cloudy with a low of 6 and a high of 13. So it looks like a fairly decent week we're in for, with a reasonable amount of sun. At least that's the way it's predicted right now. Taking a look at conditions across the country and around the province, things have started to moderate in some areas, but there are still a few places you don't want to be. Yellowknife, Winnipeg, Whitehorse, Saskatoon. Let's start in St. John's, Newfoundland, where it is minus 5 degrees with light snow. Montreal is mainly sunny and 0. In Toronto, it's plus 4 and sunny. Iqaluit has drifting snow at a relatively mild minus 11. Winnipeg, minus 13 and cloudy. They're still stuck in it. And likewise in Saskatchewan, that's just rough. Minus 18 degrees and partly cloudy in Saskatoon. Yellowknife, partly cloudy and minus 25. I think they're the coldest on this list. Then we go to Edmonton, where it's minus 12 and cloudy. Calgary, light snow and minus 15. Whitehorse is also minus 15 and clear. Prince George is sunny and minus 13. A little closer to home, Clinton, cloudy and minus 4. Hope, plus 3 degrees and sunny. Kamloops, partly cloudy and plus 2. Plus 2 in Pemberton, and in Vancouver, it is plus 2 and mainly sunny. Hey, we're warmer than Vancouver is this morning. I actually do have a few things on the highways this morning. Not much. Highway 1 is sweeping, is going on, through April the 2nd. So that will be through Wednesday. Between Spence's Bridge and Ashcroft, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., the hours of that work, and single lane alternating traffic wherever that's going on. Highway 12, you may notice some smoke with limited visibility on Highway 12, particularly down closer to Lytton. That's due to some prescribed burning that is going on in that area, and that smoke may make it up our way, but nothing to be concerned about. Highway 99 North has slippery sections between Lillooet and the Hat Creek Corner, and that is it for the weather and roads. Okay, let's go back to Paganini. I wouldn't say that I'm obsessed with the Paganini caprices for solo violin, but I'm very interested in them. They really kind of set off a whole movement in particularly the Romantic period, and not just in violin writing, but in for all instruments, even to some extent for the orchestra or for chamber ensembles. The movement basically just going for virtuosity. Nobody had ever heard violin music like Paganini's at the time that that he was performing. And it really kind of blew their minds away. Liszt, Chopin, Schumann, all three of those sort of piano-oriented composers really sat up and took notice and made them think, okay, I need to make my music more virtuosic and more technically challenging. And I guess we could say that that ended up leading to an increase, an improvement in general technical standards of playing at the time. However, it also led to a lot of very silly pieces of music being written that were exclusively for the purpose of showing off a virtuoso technique without any necessary real musical value. We're going to hear the Caprice number 24 in A minor. This is the one with the familiar theme that was used by Rachmaninoff for his Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. Also, variations on this by Johannes Brahms, a set of variations by Witold Lutoslawski. There are a set of variations on it. I don't know if they're called variations, but I think they are. Variations on it by Ignaz Friedman. The list goes on and on. This Caprice itself is a theme in variations, and you will get to hear Patrick Galois, among other things. I think in this one he plays one of the variations mostly in octaves, playing simultaneous notes an octave apart on the flute at the same time, which is a very, very tough thing to do. It requires very careful gradations of breath control in terms of just how much sound to get through, just how much air is going through the instrument. Get the right amount, and you can have that octave too little, and you'll get the lower note too much, and you'll get just the higher note. There's also a variation where I don't know exactly what he's doing here, seems to be providing as little breath in the tone as possible, or sorry, as a little tone in the breath as possible, and largely using just the keys of the flute to outline the notes. It's a very short variation, only lasts a few seconds. It's just, I don't know how to describe it. I think you'll be able to spot it when it goes by. And throughout this, Patrick Galois made this recording of all 24 of the Paganini Caprices in his own arrangements for flute. He uses a wide variety of extended flute playing techniques in this, flutter tonguing and singing through the instrument and all sorts of things like that, and it's really quite effective, actually. So here he is, Caprice number 24 in A minor by Paganini.
Thank you.
That's really pretty amazing. We've been listening to the Caprice number 24 in A minor by Niccolo Paganini, music he wrote for solo violin, but arranged there and performed by French flutist Patrick Gallois. Lots of things he's doing in those variations are to imitate certain specific techniques of playing the violin. The odd variation, the one with the sort of, the only word I can use is chippy for it. That's just the word that comes to my mind. But you just heard little bits of breath and tiny bits of tone to it, but not much else. That's imitating of a very specific technique that violinists use, the name of which I cannot remember, but where their bow is essentially bouncing on the strings. Okay, it's 8:17. Let me tell you what's coming up today on Radio Lillooet. When Snooze Button wraps up, I will be leaving you with the Folk World Reggae playlist. Now, I'm not sure I need to check the school district number 74 calendar. Something makes me think the students are not back at school today, but maybe tomorrow. If they are back at school today, then I will switch up there, and you can hear student broadcasters William and Grace between about 11:25 and 12:15. But if not, we'll just stay with the Folk World Reggae playlist. But Grace and William will be back on the air a little later this week, if not today. Let's see, this afternoon, Democracy Now! Between 3 and 4 p.m. And then later this evening, 6 o'clock, is Science for the People. That's the program that comes to us from radio station CJSR at the University of Alberta in Edmonton. This week's show is called Falling Upwards. And it says, this week we're learning about the science and history of lighter-than-air flight. They'll spend the hour with biographer and science writer Richard Holmes to talk about his newest book, Falling Upwards, How We Took to the Air. And they'll talk about the technology of 19th century ballooning and the pioneering men and women who took to the skies and changed our view of the world. That is Science for the People between 6 and 7. And then 7 until 8 is Music for the Middle Ages with your hosts Jim and Aura. And you can find all the details of our schedule on the Radio Lillooet website, radiolillooet.ca. You'll also find many of our shows posted in podcast form and a link to live streaming Radio Lillooet as well. All right. We're going to turn now to chamber music by Joachim Raff, a composer who I guess about a year, maybe a year and a half ago, I started getting to know his music, and since then I've become very fond of it, especially his chamber music, which I think is particularly good, although we've had quite a bit from the symphonies here on Snooze Button as well. So I thought we would listen to the second movement of his violin sonata number 2 in the key of A major. This movement, well, in many of Raff's chamber music, chamber pieces, the slow movement in those chamber pieces is in the form of a theme and variations. It actually almost becomes a cliche about his music, and or about his chamber music at any rate, that you will find a theme and variations in the slow movement spot. But in using the word cliche, I don't really mean that negatively. Raff's invention is just too good and very, very attractive music. I think this is one of the best sets of themes and variations from his chamber music. It's about 9 minutes total. I think there are 4 variations and a coda, if I recall correctly, once the theme has been stated. The third variation has some lovely sort of pearly kind of runs for the piano going on. Requires very careful fingering and lots of practice. And then, if I recall correctly, the fourth variation, I think that's the one, is in major key. And it builds to a climax that is, well, you could almost say grandiose. At any rate, it's very grand. I personally think it's very beautiful. I think there's some negative connotations attached to the word grandiose, so that's why I'm hesitant about using that word. But it's just a really wonderful moment in the movement. And then things somewhat settle down after that. So let's hear violinist Roglič Ișe, whose name I am probably saying incorrectly, and the pianist is Ariadne Daskalakis, whose name I probably am saying correctly. Thank you. Music there by the Swiss-born German composer Joachim Raff. We've been listening to the second movement, Nicht zu langsam, not too slow. That comes from his violin sonata number 2 in A major. And that was a recording featuring Roglic Ishai or Ishe on violin with Ariadne Daskalakis on the piano. They're the only ones I know that have recorded all of the violin sonatas of Joachim Raff, and it's actually, I'm not aware of any other violinists who have recorded any of those sonatas. Generally, Raff's music has not received all that many recordings up until the past maybe 2 decades. It seems to be ever so slightly coming out of the shadows, but I think it's good enough music. It deserves to be heard a lot more often than it is. Okay, it's 8:32. Let me tell you what's, not what's coming up today on Radio Lillooet. Let me bring you some public service announcements. Although I did check the school district number 74 calendar and that resolved my uncertainty. School does start back today, and so I anticipate that Grace and William, the student broadcasters at Lillooet Secondary School, will be on the air this morning. Let's start with the pool schedule for today. Early bird lane swim, that's just wrapped up. But later today, everyone welcome 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Lane swimming 11:30 until 1. Everyone welcome 4:30 until 6:30. And lane swimming again 6:30 until 7:30 p.m. Just Do It Sports is sponsoring a spring 7-man soccer league for local youth. And they need parents and other individuals interested in coaching and providing other support. There is a meeting for anyone interested in helping out with this. The meeting is taking place tonight here at the rec center. Doesn't say what room. 7 p.m. I'm guessing room 201, but I'm not certain about that. I'm sure it'll be easy enough to find. And Wednesday, the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District. Somehow I was going to try and get the word digital in there, are holding a public open house / information session. This is Wednesday, April the 2nd from 4 until 6 p.m. And that is here at the rec center as well. It's regarding proposed medical marijuana regulations in the SLRD electoral area B. These are the regulations that have to do with the growing and suppliers of medical marijuana, not with the actual regulations surrounding people who take medical marijuana or anything like that. So again, that's Wednesday, April the 2nd, 4 until 6 p.m. here at the rec center. And I think that's all I need to tell you about that. Oops. Now I've got another notice on this page, though. Ironically, the daffodil sale. The Lillooet Division of the Canadian Cancer Society will be holding its annual daffodil sale on Thursday, April the 3rd. The daffodils will be available in 2 locations, at the post office and the Old Mill Plaza. They'll go on sale at 8:30 in the morning and will continue being sold until they're all gone. The cost is $5 a bunch, and all proceeds go to the Canadian Cancer Society. 2 AGMs, annual general meetings, coming up on Thursday, April the 3rd as well. They are one right after another at the same location. The AGM for the New Beginnings Community Society, that's at 11:30 a.m. this Thursday at the Learning Center, number 76 Fifth Avenue. And there is a move afoot to get a new board and keep that society going. And then the Lillooet Learns annual general meeting follows right after that, this Thursday at noon, also at the Learning Center, and lunch will be served at that meeting. The dodgeball tournament is coming to the rec center on Saturday, April the 12th. Registration is due by Friday, April the 4th. And it's open to ages 12 and up. There must be 6 to 8 players per team and co-ed teams only. The cost for entry is $40 per team, and if you want more about the rules, you can go to the website www.lillooetbc.ca or get rules from the Rec Center. And to register, get in touch with the Rec Center at 256-7527. The Earth Day yard sale coming Saturday, April the 5th, and that is from 9 until 2 p.m. at 554 Main Street. Donations can be dropped off at any time on the porch. And I guess, oh, and associated with that, the Planet Peace Cafe and other Earth Day events will be happening on April the 19th this year. They'll include a dance at the Elks Hall, and I'll be getting more information about that before too long, and I will bring it to you when I have it. Also, I should mention the next round of Red Cross swimming lessons is starting up, I think, April the 15th here at the Rec Center. And registration for that is not open yet, but it will be opening within the next 10 days to 2 weeks, something like that. Certainly, obviously before the lessons start up. For more information about that, get in touch with the Rec Center, 250-256-7527. Okay, that's it for the public service announcements. For much of the rest of the hour, we're going to turn to music by Tchaikovsky and hear the first movement of his Symphony No. 4 in F minor. I don't often play the first movement of this. It is a rather doom and gloom-laden symphony, but has many, many other beautiful moments, including many in this particular movement. This symphony was written, if I recall correctly, pretty much in the wake of Tchaikovsky's disastrous marriage. He was, of course, homosexual, to use a very an old term. It's not really appropriate to say gay because that word was not used in that sense at the time. But he had gotten married to a woman, a student who was a great admirer of his and who had very actively pursued him. He thought that it might, quote, cure, unquote, him. It did not, and he very quickly fled the marriage. I don't know if it was ever annulled or not. But in the wake of that, he wrote the Symphony No. 4, sometimes called the Fate Symphony or Symphony of Fate. And there is a recurring motif used in the symphony, particularly in the first and last movements, that you will hear on the brass right at the very beginning, which is his motif of fate and motif of doom and gloom. But as I say, there are many other very, very beautiful moments in this movement. So I have no qualms whatsoever about playing it, especially since we got some beautiful soothing Debussy to follow it up a little later on. This is a really, I think, a very fine recording with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra. The Tchaikovsky symphonies, nobody does them badly, really, but it's rare to find a recording that makes you kind of sit up and take notice. And this one, I think, really does. So the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra with conductor Kazuyoshi Akiyama. That was music by Tchaikovsky. We've been listening to the first movement that comes from his, yes, rather gloom-laden symphony number 4 in F minor, but still a very beautiful and quite exciting piece and many times as well. That was a recording with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra. The conductor was Kazuyoshi Akiyama. It's 8:57, and we're going to do the encore thing. Last week I was featuring encores recorded by the great tenor Enrico Caruso. This week's encores, we're going with a non-performer theme. Water is the subject of this week's encores. And there's just so much music that either is depictive of water or at least has water in its title. Just on the subject of Schubert songs alone, we're not hearing Schubert today, but on the subject of Schubert songs alone, I could probably get 2 or 3 weeks of encores out of just Schubert songs without even going into other songs or into piano music or anything else. Today we are going to listen to Claude Debussy in one of the great water pieces. This is also music that really kind of defines the impressionistic style. It didn't historically define it, but if you wanted to provide somebody with a really good example of what is impressionistic music, what does it sound like, this piece would do the job quite admirably. Excuse me. This is the first piece that comes from his book of pieces called Image. He wrote two books of Image for piano solo. And the first book contains 3 movements. This one, the first movement is Reflets dans l'eau, Reflections in the Water. And then the other movements, there's an Hommage à Rameau, sort of a slow saraband that is an homage to the 18th century composer Jean-Philippe Rameau. And then the final movement of the Image is called, simply called it Movement. But we only have time for the water movement today, and besides, that's what we're doing for encores. Just listen for the amazing rippling figurations you will hear in the piano here that are so very suggestive of water. Actually, quite a few pieces by Debussy I could pick on as well, that have water as a subject. Here is pianist Noriko Ogawa. Thank you. That was music by Claude Debussy. We've been listening